الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من قال لا إله إلا الله مخلصا دخل الجنة. قيل: وما إخلاصها يا رسول الله؟ قال: أن تحجزه عن محارم الله. وكما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. My respected elders and dear brothers, Hazrat Mufti Kifayatullah Rahmatullah Alayh, the great Muftis of India and the great Wali and Saint of his time, he has written the Kitab Ta'alim al-Islam to be taught in the Maktabs of India, and which has been translated into English also, and has been taught in many, many masajid all over the world. The first question, and it is in the form of question and answers, to be taught to the children. So the first question of that book, part one, is Main Kaun Hoon? So the answer is Main Musalman Hoon. The question is, Tum Kaun Ho? The answer is, Who are you? So the answer is, Main Musalman Hoon. So we have heard from the ulama ikram why he put this first question. The right from the beginning, the child, when he goes at the age of 4 or 5 to the maktab, till his death, he must remember that I am a Muslim. Main Kaun Hoon? Main Musalman Hoon. The ulama explain us, when the child is born, the first thing to be done is give azan his ears and iqamat. Azan in the right ear and iqamat in the left ears. Why? You are a Muslim. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah. Whole azan. When a person is passing away on his deathbed, Janabi Rasulullah s.a.w. told us, Laqinu mawtakum bila ilaha illallah. Give talqeen to your death. Those who are on the deathbed, say them, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. Why? From the time you are born till the time you are leaving this dunya, La ilaha illallah, I'm a Muslim, I got kalima in my heart. So at every juncture of our life, respected brothers, we have to feel that we are Muslims. What we should do now? For example, Zulqada is ending, Zulhijjah is ending now. New Islamic year will start in a few days, inshallah. So what should we do? First of all, when you sight the moon of Muharram, you must read dua. Hilalu khayrin wa rushdin. Hilalu khayrin wa rushdin. 3 times. Muslim must do this. We are Muslims. New Year is starting. 1426. So what should you do now? When you sight the moon, you must read this dua. Hilalu khayrin wa rushdin. What does it mean? The crescent of khayr, of goodness, of peace, for the entire humanity. And rushdin, guidance. May Allah give guidance, hidayat to the entire humanity. From the time we recite the moon of the new year. Then what should you do? Recite the dua. Allahumma adkhilhu alayna bil amni wal iman. Wa salamati wal islam. Wa ridwani min ar rahman. Wa jiwari min ash shaitan. This dua is mentioned in Hayat al Sahaba, volume 3. That the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, whenever the new year used to start, or a new Islamic month used to start, used to read this dua. So we got directions, what to do at every juncture. For example, a person wants to climb the steps. Before climbing the steps, must stop. I'm a Muslim, what should I do? I must start with the right foot, say Allahu Akbar. Because I'm a Muslim. I want to come down the stairs. I'm on the second floor, third floor, in my office, in my house. To descend the steps, stairways, what must I do? So start with the left foot and say Subhanallah. So at every juncture, at every given moment, we got in front of us the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because we are Muslims, main kaun hu? Businessman nahi hu, I'm not a businessman. I'm first a Muslim, main Musliman hu. Islam means we got no international boundaries also. That we are South Africans, or we from Africa, you from Asia, you from Australia, you from this country, that country. No, we are first Muslims. So at every given time, we have to see we are first Muslims. We are different from everybody else. So what does this dua means of Muharram, which is approaching? We all must try to learn this dua. Allahumma adkhilhu alayna bil amni. O Allah, make this year start with aman, with peace. Bil amni wal iman. Peace and iman. Dua of peace and dua of iman. And then, Allahumma adkhilhu alayna bil amni wal iman. وَالسَّلَامَةِ وَالْإِسْلَامِ سلامت, سلامت means سلامتی کے ساتھ, with protection. No fear in the heart from anybody. وَالْإِسْلَامِ submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my whole year, how must it pass? The entire month of Muharram, all 12 months, with peace, with iman, then with salama, protection from all evils, and Islam, submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, وَرِضْوَانِ مِنَ الرَّحْمَانِ. I must do such actions which pleases Allah. What does Islam mean? Islam kehte hai, har wo kaam karo jisse Allah razi ho jaye. Islam means do all those actions by which we can please Allah. For example, we wake up in the morning. Now we have to do such actions which pleases Allah. What actions are those? There are 5 sunnahs of waking up. The first sunnah, you must take this part of the palm, rub on our eyes. First sunnah, when you wake up. Now we're pleasing Allah. Because we follow the footsteps of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The second sunnah, the whole palm, both hands, must rub on the face. 2 sunnahs. The third sunnah, say, kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Now we're pleasing Allah. When waking up, we're pleasing Allah. The fourth one, recite the dua, alhamdulillah allazi ahyana ba'da ma amatana wa ilayhi nushur. And the fifth sunnah, is to wash your hands and then go to the toilet. Wash hands, make miswak, then go to the toilet. After going to the toilet, then you wash hands again, make miswak and do your wuzu. So it's mustaqil sunnah to wash your hands and make miswak before going to the toilet. So 5 sunnahs when you wake up. First, rub your this part of the hand, the lower palm of your hand, to your eyes. Second one, the entire palm on your face. Third one, recite the kalma la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. And the fourth one, dua alhamdulillah allazi ahyana ba'da ma amatana wa ilayhi nushur. And the fifth one is to wash your hands, make miswak, and then go to the toilet. So this is Islam. So wassalamati wal Islam. We're reading this dua in the beginning of the new year now. And afterwards, waridwani minar rahman. I told you how to satisfy Allah, how to please Allah. In the last portion of the dua, وَجِوَارٍ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ. Protection from shaitan. Our elders explained to us, the ulama ikram, human beings got 2 enemies. One is from other people. One man is enemy to another man. How to get protection from that? Make sabr. The one who breaks relation, you tie relation with him. You give him hadiah, you make dua for him. And the second greatest enemy is shaitan. So this dua also got of shaitan. Ujwarim minash shaitan. Protection from shaitan. Now this is the first of Muharram, making all this dua. Now what to do? Now the first 10 days of Muharram are the most sacred ones. It's in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The 30 days in a year are very sacred. The last 10 days of Ramadan, the first 10 days of Zilhijjah, and the first 10 days of Muharram. Very sacred. So now these 10 days of Muharram are very sacred. 4 months are very sacred. Muharram, Rajab, Ramadan, Zilqada, Zulhijjah. These 4 months are very sacred among all 12 months. But among these also, these 30 days I mentioned now, last 10 days of Ramadan, the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, and the first 10 days of Muharram also very sacred. On the 10th of Muharram, it is mustahab to keep a fast. The sins of the previous years will be forgiven. Not only in the 10th of Muharram, because if to oppose the Jews and Christians, they used to fast on the 10th of Muharram. So now you'll fast on the 9th and 10th, or 10th or 11th. So now you're learning how to please Allah. Very easy. All the days, now after Muharram is Safar, what to do in Safar? We must go and ask ulama ikram. What should I do in Safar? Rabiul Awwal, what am I supposed to do? Jumadul Ukhra is there, what should I do? Rajab is there, what should I do? Sha'ban is there, what should I do? This is regarding months. And regarding your 24 hours, you must ask, well, how to wake up, how to sleep, I'm going to the market to buy food, what type of food must I buy, what type of clothing must I buy? This wedding now, what should I do? I bought a new house, what should I do? Must ask ulama ikram. When you ask, the door will open for you. If you don't ask, then deen will become difficult for us. Like Imran bin Hussein radiallahu anhu, respected brothers, he was very sick. The Nabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from his instructions, the sahaba knew that we have to stand in namaz, we can't sit. Standing in namaz is faraz. If a person performs salah while sitting, faraz namaz is not valid. Nafil namaz he can make while sitting, but faraz namaz he must stand. Now they all knew this masala, and Imran bin Hussein radiallahu anhu got very sick, very ill. So he asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, oh Rasulullah, I can't stand, what must I do? He said, you can sit. If you're sick, you can sit and make namaz. So he didn't put, didn't make on himself, difficult on himself. He went and asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when you go and ask ulama, when you go and ask those people who know about deen, deen becomes easy for us. Like a driving, driving car is very easy. Person drives a car at 120, 140, some at 180 also. They're driving fast on the highway. They're eating also, they're drinking also, they're talking on the cell phone also. They're doing all the work while driving. Everything they're doing. Because they've learned how to drive a car. On the other hand, a person did not learn how to drive a car. For him, it's a burden to drive a car. He don't know how to drive it. Sitting on that wheel, on the steering, he don't know what to do, when to press the clutch, when to put on the first gear, second gear. He don't know because he did not learn it. A youngster who learned how to ride a bicycle. For him, riding bicycle is enjoyable. He'll ride bicycle on one wheel also. He'll leave his both hands. He's enjoying riding bicycle. On the other hand, a person did not learn how to ride a bicycle, youngster. As soon as he mounts on the bicycle, he'll fall, he'll injure his knees. Because he did not learn how to ride a bicycle. Respected brothers, this in respect of bicycle and cars, we haven't learned how to practice on deen. So deen is burden for us now. Deen became a burden for us. Now to give a fajr also is difficult. To complete our azkar is also difficult. To complete our mamulat is also difficult. To follow the sunnah tariqah in wedding is also difficult. To follow the sunnah tariqah at the time of funeral is also difficult. At every juncture we find difficulties. Why? Because we did not learn how to practice on deen. Deen we have to learn. Until when? وَعَبُدُ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ اپنے رب کا دین سیکھو موت تک. موت سے پہلے چھٹی نہیں. موت تک سیکھنا ہے. Till death we have to learn. Muharram, what should I do? I just told you now. First of Muharram, what to do? Then, 10th of Muharram, what to do? Then Safar, then Rabiul Awwal, then is Rajab and Ramadan, all these months, 12 months. Then different occasions, what should I do? When I wake up, when I sleep. How to upbring your children? Must learn. So when we learn our deen, respected brothers, deen becomes easy for us. If we don't learn, it becomes difficult for us, becomes a burden on us now. Becomes a burden. For example, a person who has learnt driving a car, is driving the car, robot comes. Driving car, robot. It's red now, he must stop. As soon as it turns green, he's stopping there. He's not moving forward. So it's difficult for all those who are behind him, all start hooting. Move ahead, it's green now. He's standing there. So now for them to overtake that car is very difficult now. They're all stranded. Because he stopped, he's not moving. Brothers, deen is easy, it's a green light. We all have to move and practice deen. If you're not, then non-Muslims are not entering into Islam. Because we are not moving. We are all standing now. Muslims, bekar. They are not doing anything. And those who are practicing on coming to the masjid 5 times, they haven't got deen in their muashrat, in their muamalat. So those who are not making namaz at all, they say, what is the use of making namaz? See, he's got 5 times namaz. See his wedding, his daughter's wedding. See his son's wedding. See his funeral. See his children's dressing. See how he stays at his home. I saw him yesterday in that place and that place. So now, so we are becoming a cause and we are making all others to stand behind us because we are not moving. So this green light we must move. So Allah has made deen easy for us. Fitratullahi allati fatara an-nas alayha. Ulama ne likha jaise pani peena aasan har ek ke liye, saans lena aasan, aur khana khana har ek ke liye aasan, chote bacche ke liye doodh peena aasan maa ki chhati se, کیوں فطرت ہے یہ. ایسے ہی ہر انسان کے لیے دین پہ چلنا آسان, فطرت اللہ التی فطر الناس علیہا, اللہ نے ہر ایک آدمی کو فطرت پہ پیدا کیا ہے, ہر آدمی دین پر چل سکتا ہے. ایوری پرسن نو میٹر ہیز اے بزنس مین, ہیز اے ڈاکٹر, ہیز اے فارمر, ہیز اے لٹریٹ انلٹریٹ, آل کین پریکٹس آن دین. اس فطرت از نیچرل لائک اے بیبی, از نیچرل فار اے بیبی ٹو ڈرنک ملک فرام دا بریسٹ آف دا مدر. دا بیبی نوز, نو بڑی ہیز ٹو ٹیچ دا بیبی, نیچرل نیچرل از ایزی فار آل آف اس ٹو ڈرنک واٹر, نو بڑی ہیز ٹو ٹیچ اس. Now you got two tubes here, there's a air wind pipe here, and there's a food pipe here. Make sure the water mustn't go in the wind pipe. Nobody teaches us. You know that food will go inshallah into the stomach. It won't go into the lungs. In the same respected brothers, deen is easy for us as long as we learn how to practice on deen. For that we all have to do two things. First of all, we have to spend our time. Take out time every week, every month. 15 minutes, half an hour, 1 hour. Take out time for masjid. Give your time in the masjid with the pious people. Go out in Jamaat, 3 days. Take out some time. 40 days, 4 months. Take out time for deen. We have to take out. And secondly, brothers, to spend our wealth also. One is we give out zakat. Other one, we build masjids, for example. We give money for wells, for example. But there's also other method also. Our Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid Sahab Daud Barakatum always says in Azadul Madrasa where we studied, says you must tell people when they buy a new house for 200,000 rand, they must take out 200 rand, give to a poor person. At least something will happen for him. You buy a new shirt for 500 rand, then you must take out 50 rand and give it to somebody. You buy food, you went on a weekend to have meals at a restaurant, you paid 500 rand, give 50 rand to a poor person, he'll eat something. You bought a new pair of glasses for 1,000 rand, give somebody 100 rand, he'll do something for it. Think I bought a pair of glasses for 1,100 rand. I bought a new car for 50,000 rand. Give somebody 5,000 rand. At least buy a bicycle or a small scooter. Whenever we buy something, we buy a new furniture for the house. Take out little portion, 0.5%, 1%, give to a poor person. May Allah Ta'ala, inshallah, may Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to practice our deen, learn our deen, and make an effort to propagate to others. Subhanallah.